Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mohl ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
All right. What is up, my friends? Rick here, and you're listening to another quick tip episode here in the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. Hope all's going well, whatever you're up to today. With these quick tip episodes, this is where I share a tip or strategy that's going to help you grow your business so that you're going to have a bigger impact and be able to help more people in your business, right? Sometimes it's related to Facebook or Instagram ads. Maybe it's a general online marketing tip, or maybe it's a general growing your business strategy that you can go and immediately implement into your business. Now, today's tip is about when you're setting up your Facebook or Instagram ads campaign and your objective is conversions, meaning you want people to click on your ad, go to your landing page, and take the action that you want them to take, whether it's to opt in or register or purchase something, etc. And at the ad set level, when you're creating your campaign, you get to set a conversion window, right? It's in the optimization and delivery section at the ad set level. And it defaults to 7-day click or 1-day view, right? And there's other options. There's three other options. Like I said, it defaults to 7-day click or 1-day view. And this is a really confusing thing for a lot of people. Number one, oftentimes people have no idea what it is, so they just leave it as the default, which for most things in Ads Manager, as we're setting our campaigns up, that's okay, right? I actually recommend, you know, leaving things to the default. But for the conversion window, I do not think you should do that, right? So again, going back to it, it defaults to 7-day click or 1-day view. And then there's three other options. And Facebook breaks them up into two categories. Number one, it says after clicking on an ad, and then there are the options 1-day click or 7 days click. And then the other category is after clicking or viewing an ad. And right there, there's two options, 1-day click or view, or 7 days click or 1-day view. And that is the default. Okay. So what do these options mean? Well, I recommend thinking about them in this way. How long should it take someone to take the action that you want them to take? So once they click on your ad, they land on your landing page, how long should it take someone to decide whether they want to take that action that you want them to take? So for example, let's just say you're running, you know, webinar ads. You want to get people to your webinar and register. And so your objective is conversions because you want them to click on your ad, go to your webinar registration page and register for your webinar. Now, when people click on your ad and go to your registration page, how long should it take them to decide whether they want to register or not? Probably pretty quickly, right? Like they check their calendar and they're like, yep, okay, cool, I'll register. This is not like a huge decision. Now, yes, you are asking them to commit some time to you, but this is not like it's going to take them 5 days to think about this, right? It's a pretty quick decision. Another example is, let's just say you're trying to grow your email list. And well, I mean, you can do that with a webinar, but let's just say you've got a lead magnet and you're doing, I don't know, a video series or a free video or a cheat sheet or a checklist or something like that. So they click on your ad, they go to your opt-in page, and you're offering them this lead magnet. Well, pretty quick decision, right? They land there and they're like, yes, I want it. No, I don't. Quick decision. Let's look at another example. Let's just say you have like a $9 book, or maybe you're doing like a free plus shipping offer or something like that, right? So something that's inexpensive. Let's just say it's under $10 and you're running ad directly to purchase. Well, again, that should be a pretty quick decision. We're not selling them an RV here, right? And so for these types of actions, and that is for most of you listening to the podcast here, obviously I don't want to make a huge generalization, but I'm going to. I recommend choosing the 1 day click option. Okay. So as Facebook states, so Facebook, when you mouse over the little I next to the conversion window, this is what Facebook says. Select the amount of time it typically takes for someone to complete a valuable action, in other words, conversion, after clicking or viewing your ad. And Facebook says, we use data generated using this time frame to optimize your ad delivery. For example, if your conversion window is 1 day, we'll optimize by using data from conversions that happen within 1 day of someone interacting with your ad. Okay. So again, be thinking about, how long should it take someone to take the action that I want them to take once they click on my ad and land on my landing page? And again, for most of us, it's going to be 1 day click. This is what we primarily almost always do in our business and have been doing for years since they rolled this out, the 1 day click option. Now, is this something that you can and should probably test? Of course, as with everything when it comes to ads and what we're talking about here in the show. But I would be starting out with optimizing for 1 day click. And I don't like to guarantee anything, but you are very likely going to see better results doing the 1 day click versus the 7 day click. Because when they land on their landing page for an opt-in, registration, simple purchase, that sort of thing, it's a quick decision. 1 day click. Optimize for that 1 day click in the conversion window. Cool? Also, one thing I want to remind you of is that ads are one, albeit critical, piece of the puzzle, okay, when growing your online business, so that you can have a bigger impact and create more revenue in your business. And for me, ads are what I've built my business on. And it can be easy to overlook that it took way more than just ads for me to build a 7-figure thriving online business. It took things like building a team, positioning myself as an expert. How do I create and launch a course, right? Membership programs. I do live events here in San Diego. Things like mastering my mindset. I don't know why when I say that, I always take my pointer fingers and like point at my temples on my head. That's what I'm doing right now. Weird. I don't know. Mastering my mindset. That's like number one. And that's something I'm always trying to improve upon. Things like time management and fulfillment for my customers. I mean, I could go on here and this list here. Most experts teach Facebook and Instagram ads in a vacuum. And I've certainly been guilty of that, right? But what I really want to get across to you is that to create sustainable growth in your online business, it takes a more holistic strategy. Everything is connected. Okay. If you're an online expert, so you're like a coach, you're a course creator, you're a consultant, you're an online educator, right? You've already achieved a certain level of success, but you're spinning your wheels right now to get to the next level. You very likely do not need another course or to read more books. What you need is a cohesive growth strategy, right? One that combines mindset, the visibility, the authority building, paid and organic traffic, having scalable offers, learning how to launch in the most efficient way possible, building a team, freeing up your time so that you're not doing all the things, right? You got to be serving and connecting with your customers, becoming the actual CEO of your business, and more. And to help you with all that, things like coaching and accountability, community and support. And so if you, as an online expert, are at a place in your business where your days are getting eaten up with busy work, right? If you're trying to do all the things in your business and you've got a family or you've got other things going on in your life outside of your business, if you dream of having a team that's got your back, excels in the areas that you don't, is as committed to growing your business as you are. If you're looking for answers on Google and you're not finding the answers, like what's the best launch strategy for my new course? Or how do I get my ads cost down and my ROI up? Or who should I be hiring right now to help build my business and build my empire? If you are subconsciously sabotaging your own success because your mindset hasn't caught up with your reality, this is a huge one, my friends. Well, if you're nodding your head right now, then I want to help you. Because in the same way that my having a coach helped me grow my business to seven figures, it's my turn to give that gift to others. And so if you're ready for coaching, support, and accountability and taking your online business as an online expert to the next level, then I want to invite you to schedule your free strategy session with me and find out if you might be a fit for my Accelerator Mastermind. The Accelerator is a 6-month mastermind and it kicks off in July, so just next month, and it runs through the rest of the year, so December of 2019. Okay. And so this is for online experts who are already getting traction in their business. They've already started to build some momentum, but you're really unsure and you're spinning your wheels right now of being able to take your business to the next level so that you can have a bigger impact. Well, let's chat and see if the Accelerator is right for you. So just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. You'll fill out an assessment because I do not accept everyone who applies. In fact, I accept very few people who apply. And fill out that assessment, and then we'll see if you're a fit to schedule that call with me, and we'll hop on the phone and see if you might be a fit for the Accelerator. So again, that link is rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friends, I do very much hope that today's quick tip was helpful for you. Coming up in the next episode, so next Wednesday's episode, I've got an awesome case study coming your way with Sarah Young from biztemplatebabe.com. This is her second time on the show, and we're going to be diving into how she's built her business to multiple 5 figures per month and how can she continue increasing her revenue while removing herself. She's doing all the things in her business. How does she grow her business without continuing to do everything that she's doing, right? Because again, she's currently doing all the things. Such a great interview. Super pumped to be bringing that interview with you in next Wednesday's episode here on the podcast. So as always, thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. I really appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.